This is a dictation for Pamela Gresham, P like Paul, A M E L A G R E S H A M. Date of birth 4/8/1961. Date of accident is 9/16/2024. The patient date of service is 11/20/2024. She was last seen on 10/3/2024 and she missed a visit. In the last 2 weeks ago, she was supposed to be here. Anyhow, the patient is a victim of an automobile accident where she was backing out in a parking from a parking lot of Tim Horton and ran into her car as a T-bone on the passenger side. She was a front passenger, and the impact caused her moderate headaches along with nausea, dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, and occasional episodes of incontinence, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back of a moderate kind, pain in the left shoulder, and numbness and tingling of the right hand, second, third, fourth finger. On examination, was found to have a severe spasm of the quadratus lumborum, trapezius muscle on the right side, paravertebral muscles. On the right side from L1 to L5 is severe, several trigger points. The patient was initially seen at Henry Ford Hospital, and a CT scan that was done before on the day of emergency at the emergency room on 9/24/2024 showed central canal stenosis at L4, L5 with compression of the intradural descending L5 nerve roots with displacement of extra foraminal right L5 nerve root and mild compression intradural descending S1 nerve roots at L5-S1. The patient was informed about these findings. Today she reports that her pain is around between 6 and 7, neck pain is 5, lower back pain is 7. The pain in the left shoulder is around 4 and she is able to move her shoulder up to 140 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Today, however, the numbness and tingling on the right hand with second, third and fourth finger involvement is present. She also is reporting some pain in the right knee and is making her difficult to go up and down on the steps and limiting general walking. The ADLs are reported to be affected 6, while patient reports 20% improvement in the symptoms. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review as well as additional issues, a substance abuse and a compliance history. In the physical examination is the same as previous visit exam. It is 1018-006 and 1018-010. With the exception that the left shoulder has a strength of 5x5 and range of motion is improved to 140 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. The rest of the findings are still the same, including positive Hawking-Kennedy test, positive speed test, near test, and positive anterior and posterior apprehension test. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue all the medications that were provided. Celebrex 200 mg a day for an 10-kilometer effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ultrim 50 mg twice a day, PRN for pain relief, Elevil 50 mg PRN for sleep, GAD disorder and pain relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. We discussed our intention to do the MRI for the lower back, which will be done on the next visit. If the pains continue, it appears that CT scan was positive for her and more findings may be necessary for the soft tissue. The patient is advised about injection to the carpotunnel area for median nerve block, and the patient will decide about it. Regarding the trigger points, patient was advised again two injections at the right trapezius muscle and for the pain relief. Physical therapy has been ordered to continue three times a week for the neck and the lower back, left shoulder, right hand, then the right knee. Flexion and massage has been ordered. He's continuing off work, and housework replacement and transportation has been checked also. Thank you.